So now we are going to be joined in the studio by Shanae Davis, who's a longtime CSEA, or Civil Service Employees Association, activist and president of the Coalition of Black Trade Unionists of the Capital Region, and also an officer in Local 690 in taxation and finance. Shanae is going to be discussing her position, her history with CSEA, her position as an activist, but we're happy that you're here, and we want to welcome you to the studio, Shanae.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you so much for allowing me.
Thanks for coming in. So could you please tell us about yourself and the union titles that you hold?
So I am a longtime resident of the Capital District. I've lived here most of my life. I have been a union member for 28 years, but I've only been active maybe 17 out of those 28 years.
Meaning active as an officer?
Correct. So I started out as a shop steward in my local union for CSEA, and then I became a delegate, and then I was elected as secretary about 6 years ago. So this is my second term as secretary. I also serve as the treasurer for CSEA Capital Region 4, and then I am the Capital District chapter of the Coalition of Black Trade Unionists president, and I've been the president for that organization locally. I think this is my third term.
And 28 years in CSEA?
Correct. So I worked for the state for 28 years, but yes, 28 years as a CSEA member.
Gotcha. So could you please tell us about what prompted you to get involved in the labor movement in general? I mean, labor movements are considered one of the key elements of a liberal democratic society. So I don't know what prompted you as an individual, before we tie your personal history to bigger history, what prompted you to get involved in the labor movement?
So oftentimes when you're in a work environment and when you've been in a work environment for quite some time, you get to see things that are not all that you don't always necessarily agree with. And so you see inconsistencies and you start to see behaviors that aren't necessarily conducive in a work environment. I, however, am lucky enough to have been in a position to work for an organization that actually has a union so that it would give employees a voice if things aren't, you know, done properly or if they weren't treated fairly and things like that. And I just, you know, went to a meeting one day. Willie Terry invited me to a meeting for CBTU, actually. And I got to meet some very intriguing people. And they talked about what our role could be in the labor movement. And that actually prompted me to be more active in my local union.
So it sounds like it was a really empowering meeting.
Yeah, it was actually a town hall meeting at the Albany Boys and Girls Club. And it was very empowering.
What are some of the benefits to workers who are members of the CBTU?
So some of the benefits for CBTU, actually, so CBTU is an organization that was, it's a national, international organization, and it was started back in 1972. The founder, one of the founders, William Beale Lucy, actually was the secretary treasurer for AFSCME, and AFSCME is the union which we are celebrating the 50 years of Martin Luther King's assassination, where he marched for the sanitation workers. Well, William Beale Lucy actually is the secretary treasurer for AFSCME, and he was actually one of the founders for CBTU. And so although it's named the Coalition of Black Trade Unionists, it's not a black separatist group. It's an organization that actually helps black workers, minority workers, and all workers, poor workers, understand that they do have a role in the labor movement. That, you know, there was a time when the labor movement was the good old boys club and people who didn't look like African-American people or Spanish people or things like that were not in a leadership role. And this organization actually helps educate people to let them know that not only do you have better rights to be in a union, but you also have the right to be in leadership in a union.
Do any of those rights extend to members of the LGBT community?
Absolutely. They do. Absolutely. So they fight for the rights of all workers. Yes.
So what do you see as the intersection between a general movement within culture towards corporatism, just like a corporate attitude, you know, I mean, just kind of a corporate ethos taking over everywhere, and the role of labor movements?
So it would be the ideal situation for the corporatists to kill every part of labor. We have a huge case in front of the Supreme Court now, Janus versus AFSCME, where an individual union member wasn't so happy with some things that were going on in his local union. And, you know, he has support from people who work in corporatist arenas or people who have money of that nature to help push his fight all the way to the Supreme Court to prevent unions from collecting agency shop fees. And so basically, if you're in a, so we're a public employees union, AFSCME is, and you are a, unions are collected from your paycheck whether you actually sign the union card or not. Because you still benefit from the negotiations, you still benefit from the benefits that the union extends, whether you decide to sign that union card or not. So because this particular individual wasn't happy with what was going on in his union, he now has people like that helping him to fight to tear this union apart and try to get the agency fees to stop, where these members would still benefit from those negotiated items. And so corporate America is not fair, and union fights for fairness. And so it's unfortunate that it's all about money and it's not about people. Mm-hmm. And the labor union is about people.
So what are some of those benefits to workers? I mean, beyond just fighting and having this, you know, support that comes in when there's some sort of specific unfair labor practice. I mean, obviously, that's one of the main,
main goals. But there's many benefits as a union member, you know. So, you know, we negotiate healthcare in our country is sad, mm-hmm. you know, but when you're a part of a labor union, they actually negotiate benefits. So although it is very tough to get fair health care benefits, or it's tough to get fair pay to be, you know, to be able to pay where you don't, you know, you're not robbing your paycheck. If you have, if you're a part of a labor union, they negotiate that for you. That's a huge benefit. You have prescription drug plans, where people don't have prescription drug plans, they're paying full pay for their prescriptions, and that's huge. Mm-hmm. And people who aren't a part of a labor union don't necessarily have that option. You know, you have a 5-day work week, you get overtime pay. Those are a lot of things that don't happen just in a corporate environment. In a corporate environment where labor unions don't exist, people are more vulnerable to be taken advantage of. Where they're not getting their time in a half, or they're not getting 6 days, or if you work 12 hours, 12 hours is enough. You can't make me stay another 12 hours, you know? Mm-hmm. And so those are some of the benefits that a labor union plays for them.
Do these benefits reach the family members of the people, that the members of the union?
I mean, I would say yes. I mean, I think my children grew up in a union household, and I think they have a better understanding of how important it is to not only work, but to possibly work in an environment where a labor union can be there to protect you when it comes to benefits. Like, you know, some unions have tuition benefit programs where they would actually, you know, help pay towards someone going to college. Some unions have programs where not only they would benefit from going to college, but their spouse and their children as well. So there's definitely benefits, you know, the dental and vision benefits, you know, if unions have that, it's not just the member, the employee themselves getting health care for their eyes and their vision, but also their children as well. So there's a lot of benefits that definitely, extend to the family.
So how do workers find out about the unions within their company?
So most companies that have unions would have some type of organization, program where they would, you know, welcome a member. most organizations that are just newly organized, it's a little bit harder for them to find out about their union. So they should actually reach out and ask. But more times than not, if an employee is hired and their job is union, they know that they're union. And then, you know, there's different steps that, you know, different unions take to make sure that they reach their member, to make sure that they become a member, to make sure they understand what their rights and their benefits are.
This next question is based on the assumption that over time your communication has shifted, you know, as you've grown in your own role of leadership within the organization. But what would you say has this position taught you about power in general? I mean, power of the power of the union, the power of the wider company, mm-hmm. the power of people to come together. What have you learned about power?
I think power is a word that is misunderstood in many ways. And the union in and of itself is nothing without its members. And so if the union is not engaging its members, then why are they there? And so the most important part of the union is to understand that the union is not just the union and its members, but the union and members and the community, because it all comes together. You know, it just can't stand alone. There's nothing really in our society that stands alone if it's successful.
Well, again, I just keep thinking about how the liberal institutions of a democracy traditionally have been separated out as like the press. You're supposed to have a press that challenges power. Certain spiritual institutions, mm-hmm. religious institutions are supposed to challenge power. Certainly the labor movement was supposed to be one of these pillars in a democratic society of, you know, a challenge to power. As you stated before, there was the good old boys club. There were always problems with these institutions and access. Could you provide us with a little bit of history on the CBTU and just its historical origins?
So as I stated, that William Bill Lucy actually was one of the founders, but he actually was with Martin Luther King at that rally in Memphis for the sanitation workers. You know, he worked with him, he walked with him, and other people like him. CBTU recently put out a statement, and let me put my glasses on. But yep, here. And it, you know, it talked about, you know, so, it's, you know, I mentioned the Janice versus Astomy case, but it also talked about the impact of the recent tax bill and how it actually is impacting individuals and not necessarily how it impacts corporate America. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we can talk about how it impacts corporate America, but how is it impacting me? How is it going to impact you? And, you know, what role does it play, you know, in our lives? The unfortunate state of our nation that fights against the DREAM Act right now. Mm-hmm. You know, CBTU is standing firm that these young people should not have to leave here. They should be able to stay here. They should be able to get their education and what that education brings to them. You know, CBTU fights for immigration. So these are things that are important to our organization because we're national and international. So we're in all 50 states, but we're also in Canada as well. So it's very important that we understand what immigration is. It's very important that we understand all the things that deal with this ugly political system we're living in right now and what impact it has on us. And so, you know, when we come together in CBTU as an organization and we have a convention every year, we are educated on how to have conversations, on how to attack certain things when it comes to issues like this, on how we stand against things that come from the President of the United States that are not beneficial to all people. Statements that come from him, you know, the recent statement that the media is saying he's saying, but he's saying he didn't say it. I don't know. I didn't watch the news that day, so I don't know what's true and what's not true. But I do know that any immigrant, it doesn't matter where you're from, should be welcomed into this country because that's why we're here.
Other labor organizations advocate for certain social justice issues, but do you feel that the CBTU is unique in the amount or type of advocacy?
I think it's unique only in the sense that we're not actually a labor union. So we're a constituency group of the union. So most labor unions have employees that work for the actual organization. In order to be a member of CBTU, you have to be a member of a labor union. So that's really the difference. And so our voice is a little bit different because we're not actually members of the actual organization that, you know, you work for an organization. You have to be a member of a union to be able to be a part of CBTU.
Is there anything else you'd like to say to our radio audience about CBTU?
Well, recently we were doing a campaign. As I had shared that this is the 50th anniversary of Martin Luther King's assassination. And so the Capital District CBTU, along with the Albany NAACP, the Capital District Area Labor Federation, and a couple of other organizations, we have been showing the film At the River I Stand. And then having discussion after that film to just bring attention to where we were then and where we are now and how different. And we're finding that there's really not much difference. So we did show the film last Thursday at Giffen Elementary School. We had to cancel the January 4th one because it snowed. We were going to do that in Schenectady. But we will be showing it February 1st in Troy, and I'm not really sure the location, but definitely when we get it, we'll definitely get it out to you. And we'll be doing it in Saratoga on February 15th as well.
Where can we find information, Shanae?
So CBTU, the Capital District CBTU has a Facebook page, and it's called Capital District CBTU. The information about the film, though, you can get on the Capital District Area Labor Federation's website. And then CBTU National, their website is cbtu.org.
Well, thank you, Shauna, for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
That was Shauna Davis, a longtime CSEA activist, president of the Coalition of Black Trade Unionists in the Capital Region, and officer in Local 690 Taxation and Finance.